Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. We were talking college hoops in the last segment. We're talking high school hoops now, and we go just a little west of the Shirley Street studio today. We are connected with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. If you recall, the Wolverines are the defending state champions in Class 2A, and they are atop Class 2A right now in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union poll at number one. They've got some company in the North Iowa Cedar League as Denver is number two in that poll right now. We'll talk about that, among many other things, with Coach Dahl. Coach, thanks so much for the time today. Happy New Year. Hope you're well.
Hey, Cole. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing very good, and I hope you're doing as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Let's just jump in to the action last night. Your team gets a 55-22 win at home against Wapsie Valley, and I understand people are probably looking at games on paper and going, this should be an easy one, that should be an easy one. But if I know you at all, you're watching your team with a keen eye. What did you like most about taking care of business in that win against Wapsie last night?
Yeah, you know, every game, it seems like that in the NICL, East, West, the Central Pods, you know, they're in pods now, is really tough. And Wapsie Valley is very... they get after very hard. And so, you know, we had our hands full with them. They're a much improved team. They were 7-6 coming into the game. And I just, you know, like the way our girls go about taking care of business, that, you know, we take it one game at a time. I don't like to use the coach's cliche there, but we take it one game at a time, seriously. And, you know, they're, like I said, they're a much improved team. And, you know, it starts for us always on the defensive side.
Let's back up before the season began, Coach Dahl. What were your biggest thoughts or questions that were front of mind for your team headed into a season where you knew they would have their target on their backs as the defending state champs?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of pieces back from that state championship team from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, probably the biggest loss was the foreign exchange student, Paula Gonzalez. And so, but we knew that we had capable personnel able to step in and people that work hard. And Camille Lanfair is one of those girls that stepped right into the starting lineup there. And then we have Jaden Peterson and Martin Bixby backing that up, you know, with our, and Taylor Haynes also with our post position. So, you know, it wasn't, we have really good personnel. We're different, a little bit different. We're more of a full court scrappy, you know, type of team as opposed to maybe not as quite as long. But, you know, either way, it's pretty effective. Just to go along with the rest of the girls, Sophia Hoffman and Taylor Qualley and Ellery Knock and Peyton Peterson were all starters on that team from last year. So, you know, you put in Camille, which, you know, she was part of our three-headed monster with Lanfair and Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it pretty fun for us.
That the biggest change with this team is that you're playing – is that more full court defense? Is it being more of a up and down team offensively? It seemed like you touched on it a little bit there, Bruce, in terms of what may have changed from last year's team, because like you mentioned, that you brought so much back.
Right. I would say that we get up and down the court a lot faster, and it is a full court, definitely a full court game. I mean, we don't want our opponent to get comfortable at any point in time, but you know, Paula was 5'10", and but, you know, Camille, you know, stepping in with Hoffman and Qualley and the other group, we're definitely have a lot of speed, and we close out fast and are able to get to point A, B, you know, pretty fast. So I would definitely say that we're more of a run-and-gun full-court pressing team. Last year, you know, I think we kind of ran when we wanted to run. We kind of slowed it down when we wanted to slow it down. But it's just constant ball pressure this year.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. As I mentioned, the Wolverines ranked number one in Class 2A, 10-1 overall this season, 3-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League Central Pod. Let's talk about some of your most highly productive players. You mentioned some of them already, Coach, but your sophomore forward Peyton Peterson is following up what was an outstanding freshman year last year with another highly productive season as a sophomore, roughly 16 points, 8 rebounds, about 3.5 steals per game. What can you tell us about how Peyton's game has grown from freshman to sophomore year and what she continues to do to produce at such a high level.
Yeah, you know, teams are obviously paying more attention to her than last year. She was not a surprise to anyone, but she is, you know, putting up huge numbers, so that does draw a lot of attention. And so she has to find ways to get open, and she does what she does for her team. If she takes two people with her, that just leaves somebody open. And so we've had more people probably open because of her, but definitely we want to get her the ball. So she's had to work harder trying to get the ball, and we have to set her up too. And, you know, when you have, you know, a couple hours of practice in high school, or now it's down to an hour and a half basically, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get somebody the ball in practice, you know, it takes a lot of work and time. And, you know, credit to all of our girls that, you know, they just buy into the defense part first. And so that kind of makes, you know, the offense for us, like, come a little bit easier. So, you know, and then you talk about the other girls. You know, my wife is always trying to be like, you know, what's I can't think of the best way to describe your girls. There's like a pack of rabid piranhas, she said. I mean, just, it kind of all came out like that. And just, they're just so tenacious, and they just keep coming at you. And believe me, I mean, as a coach, you know, having those types of athletes that are just come at you and are relentless, and you know, they really earn the name of a piranha, that's for sure.
And hearing you say that, it makes me think. I think anyone could really connect with this in most sports, whatever sport they might have played. That there was always a team, or maybe in a certain year, more than one team where you just knew. When you were lacing it up against them, it was going to be annoying. You were not going to be comfortable. It sounds like taking teams out of their comfort zone is kind of at the top of the list for your Wolverines.
Yeah, very much so. Sophia Hoffman, Taylor Kowale, and Camille Anfair there at the guard spot. They make people so nervous just getting after it defensively and so quick. And you know, we like to. I say this, you know, there's a difference between scrappy basketball and crappy basketball. And we really, you know, are trying to be scrappy and dive and get after it and not reach and not put our hands on people. You know, we want to play basketball the right way. And so, but, you know, Ellery Knox, a shot blocker, and Peyton Peterson has height too. So, and then Jaden Peterson and Marn Bixby and Taylor Haynes, they come off the bench for us, and that's a nice luxury we have. And then I just like to mention Whitney Waters and Lily Bennett. They're two girls that are seniors, along with those group of girls that have done a great job leading. And Whitney Waters does a good job shooting threes and that. So, and I'll also say that our AD did a heck of a job getting a schedule for us put together. We've already played number 5 center point Urbana, number 2 Grundy Center at the time, and then we got number 2 Denver coming up. We played number 11 AP. And that's just to go along with all the great teams that are in our conference. And then we've had scrimmages with West Waterloo, Iowa City West. So we have really gone after the competition, and we look forward to Story City and Bishop Garrigan, who's ranked number 10 in 3A and number 2 in 1A, respectively. You know, wow. So we put together a great schedule, and you know, we're just having fun as a group, and just letting the chips fall where they may. And we know that there are expectations. But these girls don't really, you know, they really do. They just kind of show up for practice and are, you know, ready to go.
Coach, you can't come on the show and tell us that you played a scrimmage against Waterloo West and then not give us a few more details. I mean, come on, spill it.
Well, that was back in November.
Yeah, sure,
Coach
sure.
Pappas, I have played, and so I coached at AGWSR like for 7 years and came to Dyke New Hartford. And this is my 11th year. So I've gone over and played West, I don't know how many years. It's been like 15 years in a row, and it's physical. It's tough. I mean, it yeah. really is something. Everybody's like, oh, we got West again, you know, because it's just like they're so physical, and you have to really jump. You have to really secure the ball, and I just love it. I love it because it just makes it better. You know, as far as details, you know, we don't keep score. I think there's a score from last year on YouTube. I think we raced out, and then they end up catching us and then pulled ahead. But I told them every year, the first 15 minutes, let's just concentrate on the first 15 minutes of that scrimmage with West and see what we can do. You know, after that, they just kind of wear us out. And, you know, And there is a difference between, you know, 5A schools and smaller schools as far as, you know, it's just a much more physical game in 5A than it is in 2A and 1A. And, you know, those things can wear on you.
What could you tell us about going to Denver, getting a win over the Cyclones back on December 7th? That was an 18-point win. And then less than a week later, you go to Center Point. And you drop that game by 3 points, 45-42. What sticks out about those two games?
Well, the one for Denver, you know, obviously they're in our pod, and so you're thinking conference first. And then you're thinking, you know, you're thinking regionals too this whole time because, you know, top eight teams, they spread out. So, you know, the Denver game, it was just a matter of us looking back. I thought we did a great job with our full court press and getting extra possessions and taking extra possessions away from them. Mm-hmm. You know, so they obviously have, we went up and scouted them when they played down that rivalry Saturday, and they played North Lynn and they beat North Lynn. So they totally have our attention. We totally have a lot of respect for them and their personnel and the players that they put on the court. And so, you know, I expect that there'll be a heck of a game come Tuesday when we play them. And then the Center Point Urbana game, that was also a very physical. I don't think I've ever been involved in such a highly talented physical game of teams. They have a girl that's going to the Goebbels girls. She's going to UNI, and you know, with our girls. And it was just they got people that can handle the ball. We got people that can handle the ball. We're really physical. They were really physical. You know, they were trying to, you know, break us down, and we were trying to break them down. And it was just, you know, it came down to one possession. And we had the ball last, and so this didn't quite work out, but I know that we're a better team for it. You know, you can, and that's just it. Just like I said, the NICL is a very good basketball conference.
It absolutely is, and Coach, really appreciated your time today and being able to learn about your club. It's crazy to think that we're already at the halfway point of the high school basketball season, so like I said, thanks so much for telling us about your top-ranked Wolverines. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the season, and we'll have to catch up again.
You bet. I appreciate you inviting me on.